It's the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent, Dr. Michelle Eller, back in studio, wrapping up our series on National Principals Month. We are spotlighting all the principals in the Sylacauga City school system. And today we have Mr. Monty Barron from Nichols Lawson Middle School. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Yeah. So, Dr. Eller, you have wanted to spotlight and highlight all of the principals, and we've gone through three so far, and we're saving the best for last here.
Yes.
And so tell us what is so special about Mr. Monty Barron.
So I saved the one that may be our newest administrator in our system for last so that our stakeholders could kind of hear his story and how he got to be with us in Sylacauga. So Mr. Monty Barron's wife is Erica Barron, who has been our high school counselor for many years now. And both of their children were in our system and going to school with us. And so I met Mr. Barron the first time not long after I was given the position here as superintendent in 21. He actually interviewed for the high school principal position, and he at the time was working in Jefferson County at Clay Chalkville Middle School. And so I was so impressed with his skill set when he interviewed, but I knew that the high school would not be the best fit for his skill set. And so after those interviews, I spoke to him and said, you know, I really like you. I would love to have you here. I don't think this is the right position, so I'm not going to recommend it for you, but hold on. I'm going to find a way to get you here, and I'm going to find the right position for your skill set if you'll just hang on. And so I was so glad that he did, because a year later, Pinecrest opened up, and even though that was not his area of expertise, Pinecrest being elementary, I felt that the skill set that he had was needed at the time with the students that I had in that building and the staff that was there. And so I reached back out to him and said, hey, are you still interested in being in Sylacauga? I've got this position. I think you would be perfect for it. I know that it's not your ideal. It's elementary. But would you be up for the challenge? And so I was so glad he said yes, he was.
And so from that point on, you're in. You're yes, in, right? Yes. Like, I mean, you are entrenched. So 2 years at Pinecrest and yes. Now at Nichols Lawson Middle School, which is really where you wanted to be, right? All along at a middle school.
How'd you know that?
So tell us about it so far. How's it been? This is the first year for you. You've got a beaming smile on your face about it. And so I know you're super excited. Talk to us about that.
Well, as I embark on my first year at Nichols Lawson Middle School, one of the biggest things for me is being a leader, you know, first, and being a person who can lead and be informative. So just to inspire my students, inspire my staff to be the best they can possibly be. But it's amazing. I'm enjoying it. I love it.
That's awesome.
And you rarely see Mr. Barron in an office. Every time I pop into Nichols Lawson, he is walking those halls, which it's so important for a leader to be visible, and especially at the secondary level. There's just something about seeing your principal day in and day out, up and down the halls, and knowing I better do what I need to do, because Mr. Barron could be walking down this hall at any point in time.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. What are some of the highlights of your job day to day?
Oh, wow. Wow. It changes. It's middle school.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I just like to go in first thing in the morning. Have to say hello to my lunch ladies. Breakfast at the time. They do an awesome job. Greet my staff who's there. Ask students come into the building. Make sure they have a well-organized and loving place to come into. Especially for our middle schools. You got to make sure that it's inviting.
Sure.
You want to keep them engaged. You want to keep them excited. And make sure everything's safe for them to come in. We have to have a very safe environment, because you have to learn. And in order to learn, you have to have safety first. So make sure everything's safe and conducive for learning.
Yeah. So what are some of the key inspirational points in your life that put you on this track towards education?
We have enough time for that.
Yeah, go for it. Absolutely.
This will be the most I've ever heard Mr. Barron speak. So I'm really excited about this.
He gives you little nuggets, right? Yes, you want to try and open it up a little bit. Yeah.
Many may not know this, but my mom is a former teacher.
Okay.
She loved the position so much. She retired from the state of Alabama and decided to go to Mississippi. And she retired from there as well. Just ironically, I spoke to her the other day, like, well, how many years were you, you know, in education? And I can't tell her age. She would hurt me pretty bad. But close to 50 years.
Wow.
I was like, amazing.
Yeah.
My aunts, same thing. I say my aunts because it's more than one.
Sure.
Both did the same path. They taught in Alabama, retired, went to a different state.
Yeah.
And had the same path. So I come from a background of educators.
Yeah.
So that's something that always, which is instilled in me. However, when I went to, I graduated from Clark County High School.
Right, right.
Left from there and went to UAB.
Yeah.
My undergrad was in psychology. I love that field.
Yeah.
And after I graduated from psychology, I was a case manager.
Okay.
So one of my skill sets was building relationships with kids. I always wanted to build a relationship with kids. I always tried to be a positive influence for them, just to give them different nuggets on how to move forward, right, just in life. And others would kind of be in the background, colleagues or families.
Yeah.
And it was like, hey, we could use your skill set as an educator. I'm like, that's ironic because my family is our educators.
Yeah, yeah, that's great.
So actually took them up on that offer. Went back to school at Alabama State University and pursued and earned a master's degree in social sciences of concentration in education. And here we go. We take off from teaching. And along the lines from there, I started off teaching history.
Yeah.
As an instructor, went from being an instructor. Well, I'm still an instructor, but also coaching athletes. That's another background that I have. Worked really close with athletes. And from there, I was a mentor during my time as the educator, teacher in history. And also, I sponsored different leadership groups. Once again, one of my principals at the time pulled me to the side and said, hey, you should think about going to leadership. I was like, okay. I might take you up on the offer. So like a year or two later, I enrolled into Alabama State University and pursue and earn a instructional education degree. And
here
I am today.
That's awesome. Man, what a great story. I mean, the what's great about that story is that there's no correct and right path for anybody in one place. You know what I'm saying? Like, you may think, okay, I'm going to go into this field, and then it's going to take some people along the way that's going to say some words of inspiration to you at some point, and it's going to take you into this.
It's going to recognize your skill set.
Yes, yeah.
And say, hey, you really need to be
absolutely
here.
What is that? What did those feelings make you? What did those things that they said to you make you feel in those moments? Do you recall?
Makes you feel good, and this is maybe a story for someone else. You never know who's watching.
Yeah.
So you always want to put your best foot forward, and always operate in a positive light, because when no one else is looking, you still have to be the best you can possibly be. And to a moment you think no one's watching, you turn around like, oh, everyone's kind of watching and seeing what's going on. So it felt great. For others to see the skill set that you possess. So that's a wonderful feeling.
I love that.
You know, I've heard it said that every encounter is an interview.
Oh, man. That's so profound. I've never heard that before. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's so good. Yeah. Yeah,
so
you never
think about it that way, you know.
Absolutely. You never get a second chance to make a good first impression, right. I guess is probably the other way to say that. Yeah, I mean, you were spot on. So where do you see yourself going, your trajectory in life and your career, and particularly with Nichols Lawson Middle School and your position there?
The wonderful thing I can say about Silicon City School District and under the leadership of Dr. Eller, they always, and she in particular, pushes you to be the best you can possibly be. there's been various professional developments offered and conversations I won't go too deep into, but I have been, I wouldn't say convinced, but a little talk here and there to further my career as well.
Yeah.
I'm happy here, want to stay here, And once Dr. Eller retires, she may, you know, possibly superintendent as well.
There you go. You never know.
But
you
never know.
I'm just opening up to different opportunities within the district because it's home for me.
That's great.
It's a wonderful place. The community is very loving and supportive.
Yeah.
And the students in middle school are very inspiring.
Yeah.
Very inspiring. I just say in middle school because that's our wonder years. Mm-hmm. And they wonder.
Yeah, they do.
It takes a special skill set to work in middle school.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah,
I'm just going to say.
Yeah, yeah. I coached baseball for 5 years, middle school baseball. And I mean, it was just on the field. So I can't imagine in the classroom what that's like, you know, day to day. I can imagine, you know what it's like on the field. But yeah, I mean, day in, day out, for sure. I know, I can imagine. They'll test your temper a little bit, right?
I spent 4 years teaching middle school English. Those were fun.
Oh, I can imagine. Man,
every day was a new day.
That's true. Well, we really appreciate it, Mr. Monty Barron. Thank you so much for being here and sharing your background with us and your experience, and happy National Principals Month as well.
And I think you hear the same theme all the way through is education's a calling.
Yeah.
It's a calling. And with each one of our administrators, it's all about the students.
Yes.
First and foremost. You know, the first thing Mr. Barron's thinking about, aside from breakfast in the lunchroom, which he's right, they have great lunchroom food, is making sure the students come in to a loving, safe, secure environment. So it's all about our students.
Absolutely.
Everything that we do.
Yeah, no, and you can see it on your face, your passion for what you do, for sure. Yes. So thank you for your service in that field.
Thank you. I thank my students. They keep me on my toes, and I love it.
Awesome. Very so well said. Yeah, that's perfect. Yes. So something's happening at his school here in the next week or so, right?
Yes, yes.
And at Pinecrest as well, right?
Pinecrest and the high school.
And the high school. Okay, got
Those
it.
Those are the three I know about and Indian Valley.
Okay.
So we've got lots of
What's
things
happening?
Going on.
What's happening?
As you know, Veterans Day is November 11th.
Yes.
Each one of our schools does an amazing job of honoring veterans in their own unique way.
Of course.
So the first event is actually next Wednesday morning at the high school is the Veterans Day program. From there, our veterans go over to Nichols-Lawson at 11 for their lunch. And it's always a great lunch. It's a special time.
Yeah.
The students actually serve the lunch to them. And then they do a parade inside the building.
That's cool.
And so all the other classes come out and they wave their flags and all the veterans get to walk through the building. I mean, it's a neat parade.
That's awesome.
And then after that, next Friday morning, Indian Valley has a drive-through veterans parade where all of our veterans drive through the back car rider line area.
Okay, okay.
And once again, that's a fun time as well. And then that afternoon, there'll be a veterans program at Pinecrest.
Perfect.
Which the third graders will actually sing. And that's normally packed house as well.
That's awesome. I know I can remember, you know, being a kid and remembering that Veterans Day was such a special time and feeling like you were so supportive of what our military men and women have done.
Well, and I love that each one of our schools honors them in their own unique way.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not, you know, it's special. And they try not to pull them too many days.
Yeah.
So, you know, they try to do two schools each day, but try to have things that they know the veterans would love and enjoy. And
absolutely.
Which I think is great.
So. And then, of course, Friday night football, last regular season home game at Glenwood. That's at Smith Station. That's going to be a little bit of a drive.
Yes, a little bit of a drive.
A little bit. So just be prepared for that. But, looking to get the season capped off with a win.
Well, we hope that'll be a great game. We're looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Dr. Eller, thank you so much for being here.
Yes, thank you.
Mr. Monty Barron, thank you so much also for being here as well.
Hey, I appreciate it. And go Aggies.
Yes, go Aggies.
Go Aggies.